you have to watch other men fawn over your woman, touch her, grab her, and what many would consider disrespect her.
Yeah.
And you feel nothing.
Now, the thing is, it's a finesse game. A lot of people that come in the club, they don't know I'm a promoter. They just see me, I think I'm a regular patron. Now they see me go get $300, $400, $500, whatever. I go crazy on stage. Now I got a comp bottle. They don't know it's a comp bottle, but now I got a bottle of Henny or two bottles of Casamigos coming to me that the club already paid for. And I'm over here throwing money at my girl. Now they gonna look at me like, who the fuck is this nigga? This nigga all Dior down, Fendi, all this other shit. He looking at me, I'm regular. He throwing money at my girl. Cause he think I'm gonna take her away from this nigga. Not knowing the whole time, once lights come on, you gotta leave the club. You probably waiting outside for her. She waiting for me to count my money and we both leave together.
What's good? My name is Chris Styles. This is Trapping Anonymous. Welcome back. Thank you everybody that's been supporting as usual. We really do appreciate it. Shout out to the Breakbeat team. Please follow that Trapping Anonymous on that Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, Chris Styles, 1S2Zs. Today we have an interesting topic today. I think it's something that we got to touch on. You've probably seen the club promoters episode, but this time I think we enter a different realm. I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. And do remember that the stories you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They're here to entertain, educate, or just keep your little homie off the streets. It's only entertainment. Please don't get me indicted. My name is Chris Styles.
Let's get it.
What's up, bro?
Peace, bro.
How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm ready, man.
How does a man end up with what some men would consider the luckiest job in the world?
It's not the luckiest job at all. Now, I hate when people say that. It's not lucky at all.
What do you do?
It's probably the most stressful job in the world, and I'm a strip club promoter. It's probably the most stressful job in the club business, period.
Why do you say that?
I give you this. Imagine you dealing with, when you talk about bartenders, dancers, staff, imagine having 30 different girlfriends in one night and dealing with 30 different girlfriends, 30 different personalities in one night. And it might be you, probably you and like one or two other people, but y'all gotta deal with all these females, personalities. You gotta make sure you watch over all these girls, watch it over their money. It's a lot.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions about the strip club or strippers?
About strippers? If you were a stripper that you got daddy problems, or you a hoe, you a thot, this, you fucking everything moving, it's the exact opposite. Half of the girls in the club, they there just to make a check like everybody else.
It's funny you say that. I thought about this question before you came here. In my mind, there's always some kind of trauma, there's always some kind of hardship, there's always something that forced them or brought them to the strip club.
Mm.
And what you're telling me is that is not the case.
Probably less than 1%. Less than 1%. Really? Half of the times, girl probably down on her luck, need to pay some bills, you know. Now, about going to school, you know, that aspect, that is somewhat true. But half of the time, you know, they just need a couple dollars, got a nice little body, go to work, that's it.
Does every woman have a price?
It depends. I'm leaning towards yes, though. I'm definitely leaning towards yes. A price in terms of what, though?
From your experience, so a price in terms of they will have sex for money.
I would say a good maybe 60%.
Okay.
Go 60%.
So the other 40%?
Nah.
You can't get, there's not a bag that could walk in the door.
There probably is, but I don't think we'll ever see that bag. And if we do, we won't ever hear about it.
Can you meet a good girl in the club?
Mm-hmm. I have.
What do you mean you have?
I'm in a relationship with a dancer right now. Mm-hmm. My girl's a dancer.
So how long have y'all been together?
A year and 9 months. Wow. Almost 2 years.
Okay, so first thing people are gonna say is, how did you get suckered into that?
I'll put it like this. I've been in this strip club industry for about 7 years. Every relationship I've been in prior to her, oh, you doing this, you doing that. Half of the times I'll be in the clubs, I'm just sitting in the corner waiting till the end of the night so I can make my money. But I'm being accused of doing this, I'm being accused of doing that. Now, I'm in the club, I'm looking at her, she's looking at me. I can't even do nothing if I wanted to, right? And plus, it's somebody in the business that knows, you know, what we doing. She knows what I gotta go through. She knows that I gotta talk to this person, I gotta go in the dressing room, I gotta see these girls naked. She knows what I gotta deal with. And at the end of the night, I'm still leaving her. So it's like, yeah.
it's so interesting to me because you have to watch other men fawn over your woman, touch her, grab her, and what many would consider disrespect her.
Yeah.
And you feel nothing.
Now the thing is, it's a finesse game. Remember I said, I still leave with her, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine me, a lot of people that come in the club, they don't know I'm a promoter. They just see me, I think I'm a regular patron. And now they see me go get $300, $400, $500, whatever. I go crazy on stage. Now I got a comp bottle. They don't know it's a comp bottle. But now I got a bottle of Henny or two bottles of Casamigos coming to me that the club already paid for. And I'm over here throwing money at my girl. Now they gonna look at me like, who the fuck is this nigga? This nigga all Dior down, Fendi, all this other shit. He looking at me, I'm regular as hell. Nah, I gotta outdo this nigga. So now he throwing money at my girl. Cause he think I'm gonna take her away from this nigga. Not knowing the whole time, once lights come on, you gotta leave the club. You probably waiting outside for her. She waiting for me to count my money and we both leave together.
How much of this is going on in strip clubs?
It's probably about, that's dealing with dancers or bartenders.
Yeah.
I would say about 20% of us is doing that.
People are in there getting finessed, and it's so crazy because men have.
You talking about the finesse?
Yeah.
The finesse is about 95%. Probably more, probably 98, 99, damn near 100% is all finesse.
Okay, break that down for me.
So, to be in this game, right, and no disrespect to other promoters. So, to be a strip club promoter, you gotta learn how to bring money out. You can do a brunch, have 100 people out, but if your bar not ringing, that don't mean nothing. Hmm. I've seen promoters come in this game, they pack out every party they do, but they come in the strip club game. They can't pack out, so. Hmm. Or they pack it out, they bar is doing 1,000 the whole night. Hmm. I've seen niggas put 40 hosts, another 10 performers, turn that shit into a showcase, and the bar does like 2,000, right? Now, I've seen other promoters, including myself, put like 30 people in there, the bar does 10,000. It's probably $17,000 in singles going through. The most I ever did in singles at Cityscapes, the most we ever did was $150,000 from what we were told. $150,000 through the whole night I was going through.
Wow.
So if you can't do that in the club, this ain't gonna be business for you. And it's all a finesse now. You gotta get the niggas that's gonna bring the money out.
Right.
You gotta get the niggas that's gonna get 10 bottles.
I heard sometimes they even give the celebrities money. You think the celebrity is in there?
It's not like that anymore.
Spending their money, the celebrity got money from the club to throw just to...
It's kind of... So like, let's say... So I booked a certain rapper. I'm not going to say his name, but he from Queens. Popular rapper. So I booked him. His booking price was $2,700. He threw that $2,700. He didn't need that $2,700. He threw that $2,700 I gave him. So that's probably what they're talking about, but it's really like, you don't really give people, you might right. give them a cop bottle, that's it, but you don't really don't give them money.
Right. In a strip club, the roles are reversed. Yeah. I think the women become the hunters, mm-hmm. and the men become the hunted.
Mm-hmm.
I was told to never make eye contact with a stripper.
Oh, shit.
It's like, it is like,
that's a fact.
Because like, even in the street, mm-hmm. right, like when guys naturally try to talk to women mm-hmm. know, keep your head straight, do not look to the sides, nothing, don't even make him think that you're going to make eye contact with him, right? Mm-hmm. So when a guy gets eye contact from a woman, from a woman, he usually thinks, okay, she's interested or whatever the case may be. You go into a strip club, it's 30 women naked, and they're all making eye contact.
It's kind of like that, but not really eye contact. They look at your pockets. Because it could be a nigga, like I said, Dior, down, Fendi, all that, chain, everything. And he flat broke. Then you see a nigga come to the club, he a regular ass dude, probably a pastor. And trust me, I seen a lot of shit. Regular dude, I seen a nigga come through fresh off Amazon, go crazy in the club. Knots. Fresh off Amazon, fresh off of work, bro. Knots just start going crazy. But then I seen niggas, everything, pull up in a nice ass car, and then, yo, the bottle's 300. What do you mean the bottle's 300? You can't do 150 for the bottle? I seen all of it.
How many of these men are in relationships, married, you know?
About 100% of them. 95 to 100%. It's the fantasy. It's the fantasy of the women in the clubs.
What kind of scams are being run?
Shit. On which side? The club side or patron side?
Give it to me.
All right. I'll tell you a story, right? A club, I was doing the Queens a couple years ago. Nigga came through, two niggas came through, nice little car, whatever. Let me get 5,000 of singles, right? They got the singles, whatever. They gave the club the money. Then they started spending those singles and stuff like that. And then they only spent like, let's say 1,000 of that, right? The rest, the other 4,000, they left with it, right? Mm-hmm. Hour later, yo, all of this money's fake. This is all counterfeit bills.
Wow.
Mind you, and I got a video, and I don't want to put Shorty out there like that, but Shorty gave the nigga in the club. He's over here going crazy, giving her $100 bills. Turns out them $100 bills is fake. And she only got like maybe $100 of real money.
And she was giving him head in the club.
Mm-hmm. I got the video.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody. Well, not in front of everybody.
Right.
The whole shit would get shut down. That club actually ended up getting shut down, but yeah.
Wow.
It's opened up under a new name now, but and I heard it's still type of shit.
And when you think about it, you're in the club, the lights is low, mm-hmm. everything is happening, a lot of things are shaking and
that's
gyrating.
That's not even the worst I've ever seen in the club, trust me. I've seen way worse. Name some shit, bro. I've probably seen it.
Okay, so what are some of the scams on the club's end of it?
On the club end, the liquor, the money.
What do you mean the liquor?
Liquor's fake. 9 out of 10 times, you got a bottle of Henny. If it's not, if it's an open bottle of Henny, probably not Henny. Probably E&J. They probably put some shit in there.
You know that for a fact.
I've done it. I've personally done this shit. Like, yo, we don't got no more Henny. Yo, take this bottle of E&J. Yeah.
I've had a club promoter on here previously that spoke on this, and I feel like the timeline was in an uproar. Like, people almost couldn't believe it, but then everybody could believe it. So for you to just sit here and just confirm.
Yeah. I'm not saying every club does it, but a lot of clubs do it.
He said, I've done it.
A lot of clubs do it. You know how easy it is to go on Amazon, get like 10 empty bottles of Henny? It's that easy. I've seen clubs, if you get $100 in singles, they take 20 off top and give you $80 back. Now they just profited $20 off your singles. Now you gotta get more because you just ran out fast as hell. So now you gotta get more. It's a hustle. But now I've seen on the other side now where dudes got, they zell the club like, yo, let me get 2,000 singles. Get home, yo, I never authorized this. Now the club gets hit with a chargeback. It's like everybody finessing everybody.
I mean, I feel like after you wake up in the morning and you realize you spent $2,000.
No, that's a new scam, though.
$2,000 on strippers, I'll be like, hey, I didn't spend it either.
Yeah, now certain clubs, they got strict policy. No cash apps, no Zelles, nothing.
Because they know you're going to just do a back charge.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that insurance, when the club gets hit with the insurance fees, it's crazy.
How often are the owners or sort of like the people running the club having relations with the strippers?
Oh man, how often? Let's say I did 10 clubs, out of those 10 clubs, 8 owners was either fucking a stripper, fucking a bartender, fucking somebody in staff. Meanwhile, you got his whole wife at home, got kids at home. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Wow, 8 out of 10?
Yeah.
Is it sort of like that, the kind of business where you gotta, they know they gotta kind of give it up just to get the prime time slot? You know what I mean?
Kind of like, so me personally, I've been offered myself, like, yo, I'll do this to you, just let me bartend or let me get on your list to work. Because you know, they get on that list, whether they bartend or dancing, they're going to leave with a nice little bag. So I've been offered. Back in the day, I'm going to tell you right now, back in the day, I fell victim to some of that shit, but now it's like.
Before the girlfriend.
Before this one.
Before this girl.
Before this one.
I remember you saying that it's hard for you to date outside of the club because nobody would trust you. Mm-hmm. Do you blame them? Do you blame them?
See, yeah, no, for the simple fact, like, I know what I do and what I don't do. Like, when you've been in this business for so long, like, I could see all the girls in the club. I'm over here just half asleep waiting for the night to be over so I can get paid. That's it, like. But dudes that's fresh in the game, they ain't never seen this before. Oh, they ready. They ready, but me personally, like, probably my first 2 years after that, I'm chilling now.
Have you ever felt victim to the hustle, spending too much money?
Of course. I end up becoming in a relationship trying to put a girl on the list. That's how I'm in my relationship right now.
Try to put her on the list.
Put her on the list. Like, yo, let me take you out real quick. That turned into this. This turned into that. Now here we are, a year and 9 months later now.
Is a child involved?
Nah, not on my behalf. Like, okay. She has a child, but yeah.
I can't imagine. You guys walking into the spot together?
Oh no, we're walking together.
Do the people that work there know you are in a relationship?
Everybody does.
Do you have to sometimes deal with some of the girls? Maybe your girlfriend is off one night. Uh-huh. Maybe they're trying to hit on you. Jealousy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Envy.
Yeah.
Do you fold?
Nah, never.
Never.
Never. Not in this relationship, especially not now. Never.
What is it about?
My girl, bad at shit. Like, she wanted a bad. I'm surprised my damn self I got this girl. I'm like, oh shit, I kind of got one of the baddest bitches out here. Like, fuck I need this bitch for? Listen, I'm good. Like, fuck I need you for? My girl got titties, ass. I'm good. Like, I don't need to fall victim to that shit. And if I do, which I haven't, if I do, she's the one that's going to initiate it. Like, yo, come home with me and my nigga.
So again, I'm going to ask, what is it about her?
I mean, it's really her personality.
Because you just named a lot of physical things.
Yeah, it's really her personality. It's like, and we was just talking about this. When I first got with her, I was like, I'm just trying to do this. Right. But then the nigga fell in love with her. Like, the person she is. And that she also kind of opened my eyes. Like, not all girls, not all dancers are a certain way. Like, she just buy her money, trying to pay her bills, trying to take care of her seed, and that's it.
Do you see yourself marrying her?
Yeah, this girl, yeah.
Do you see yourself being married and still being in a strip club?
Nah, absolutely not.
So there's a cutoff.
Absolutely not. I can't. I'm already on my, I'm trying to make my exit, because that's the end goal. I don't want to be the guy in the clubs, almost 40, 50 years old. So I'm already looking to the next level. We both are. So I can't be 40 years old, married, still promoting strip clubs.
With wedding bands on and she up there.
I definitely can't do that.
I thought maybe you knew something about life that I didn't know.
Nah.
But now that you say that, I know that we know the same things about life.
The young girls in the clubs are ruthless. These 20, 22-year-olds, 25-year-olds, they ruthless. They see that wedding band, they're going to tempt you, and they know that you're married. All right, I need some hush money now.
And once you get to playing that game.
Yeah, that's a whole different level.
Do you ever feel like she'll fall for somebody like you? Like, what if somebody, maybe you have an off night, maybe somebody else is in there, maybe he has the bag, or maybe he's just a smooth talker, or maybe he has some of the qualities, the traits that you have. Because I think about it like this. Mm. It's such a war zone in a club, period. Forget the strip club. You go to the club, it is just a bunch of people, inebriated, intoxicated, all in one place, just their best, trying to connect.
Yeah.
It never bothers you, like, okay, maybe, you know, she might step up.
The thing is, I'm so deep in this game, even if she even tries, I could just intercept that. Like, I know that this person, he ain't about that. Like, I see it all the time. Like I said, I've seen people come in, they might talk a good game, might look the part, then when you really get to know them, they nothing. Like, from promoters to regular patrons.
What role does drugs play in the strip club?
It plays a heavy role. I've seen girls burnt out. Like, it's a few girls, God bless the dead, you know, they gone because of that. You know, the Fenties, I've seen it, and it's real bad. It's not as bad as it was pre-pandemic. Pre-pandemic was really bad, but now, because people dropping left and right, it kind of slowed down, but it's still there.
Talk to me about the light skin versus dark skin sort of thing, that debacle I've seen go on in, like, strip clubs. They say a lot of the women look the same in strip clubs. Mm-hmm. They want to see a little bit more diversity or a little bit a different, you know. Yeah. So is there a dark skin versus light skin thing in the club, strip club?
It depends on where you go. Now, in New York City, yeah, in the city, it's crazy out here. It's a Spanish girl's world. Like, if you're not Spanish or got that exotic body, don't even worry about coming to the club. Don't worry about working in the club unless you want to be a bartender. If you're a dancer, forget about it. A lot of the dancers, they go out to Jersey, they go to Connecticut, they go to Philly, because it's so crazy in New York. Other states is not too crazy, but in other states it comes more from the owners. Like, I've been in a club where all the black girls making money, and no disrespect to the Spanish girl, but the black girls making money. So now the owner is like, yo, we need more Spanish girls here. I'm like, wow, like, these girls are already making money. Like, it's good, the night's flowing good. Mm-hmm. I had a club owner, his club is shut down. I'm glad his club is shut down because of prostitution. But people gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. But I had K Slade, God bless the dead, was booked. Mm. A couple hours before the event, he shut the party down. He was like, I'm not opening up tonight. You don't have enough Spanish girls.
Who said that?
Can't say his name, but it was a popular club out here in Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He shut the club down when I had K Slade.
What does the younger you or the older you say to the younger you?
About this game?
And about, does the younger you chastise you for ending up with a stripper?
No, absolutely not. Because I don't look at her as a dancer, I look at the girl she is. Like, one thing, when you're in this game, when you've been in this game this long, like, you build relationships with a lot of these girls. So I know some of these girls in real life now. Like, I know their families. Like, sometimes we go to their cookouts, you know, we see them outside the clubs. So it's like, I don't look at them as dancers. I just look at regular chicks, you know, chicks we cool with. They just happen to dance, or they happen to bartend.
Do you ever wish you took a different route?
Nah. Mentally, yeah. Financially, no.
Mentally, why?
This is probably this is probably the most stressful thing in the club business, period. Because you would end up, like, I would have beef with another promoter. Like, I'm talking about beef. I didn't even know I had beef with the nigga. Mm-hmm. But I do a certain night, he does the same night, my club is over here, his club is over here. Now we beefing? Because I'm getting more people than you? Because my club is ringing and your club is not? So now we got beef. Now it's on site. And I don't even know. And so now I got to watch my back. I got to watch my back with promoters, customers, even the girls that be trying to set you up.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Any regrets?
In this game? Working with certain people, working with certain clubs.
Any advice you would give to anybody that's trying to come up into this game?
Don't take any deal. I've seen, like I said, I've seen new promoters. They come in, the club owner says, all right, you get this. Oh, you pay for this. And they're like, all right, cool, I'll take it. But what about the bar? Now the bar just did $17,000 and you only making $100, bro? Like some of these new promoters, these new guys, and when I say new promoters, they might not be new in the game, but they new in this game. And they'll just take any deal. And now that fucks everything up now. Cause why would the club owner want to give me 30% at the door?
When I got hired.
This nigga, he's gonna take $100 at the end of the night, like it's nothing. Why am I gonna give you 20% of the bar? Or this or that or that? And I got this nigga, he's taking crumbs.
So earlier you spoke to me about you could do this as long as your partner is your girlfriend in the club.
Mm-hmm.
But the day she becomes your wife, one day in the future,
mm-hmm.
you said it's a big no. What is the difference between her being your girlfriend in the club and her being your wife in the club?
Well, it's no big difference. It's just eventually, like if we do get to that level, like we already have plans on, like this is not forever. Like this is just a stepping stone to get to the next level. So even if we are married and we still in the game, we still got an exit plan. Like, this is, we gotta stack up, and it's time to do something else now. Cause she can't be a dancer forever. I'm definitely not gonna be a promoter forever.
You talk about this mental war that you have in your head, especially with dealing with all of these women, all of these personalities. Is it worth the money?
Yeah. Yes and no. Yeah, yes and no. It depends.
Give me both.
All right, so. The problem is, like I was saying, like, you gotta have a tough skin to be in this business. Like, you gotta have this thing where you gotta make sure you watch your back, cause you got beef with niggas. You don't even know you got beef with niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cause you're doing a party. Mm-hmm. I'm here to make a check and go the fuck home.
Right.
That's it. I'm not here to play. I'm not here to be friends with nobody. So now I gotta worry. I gotta watch my back. Like, it's to the point now that when I leave the club, I gotta take different ways home. Make sure that nobody's following me, whether it's a patron or whether another promoter. So I always gotta watch my back.
What's a good night for you? Like, what's like one of your best nights?
One of my best nights?
Mm-hmm.
My number one night in strip clubs, we had Mr. Ruggs, his birthday bash. At Cityscapes, this is 2018.
You remember? Remember
yeah.
The date.
Mr. Ruggs, Fab, Fendi, Busta pulled up, Foxy Brown. I think I left home with like $2,700 that night.
Mm-hmm.
That was like one of the best days I've ever had in strip clubs.
What about for the dancers? What's one of the best days you've seen a dancer have?
I think that same night.
And how much would you say she took home?
The club closes at 4. We left around 7 o'clock because they were still counting money. Club closes at 4. We left at 7 because we still counting money.
Is that much money in there?
Yeah. I done had events where I probably made $500-$600 and I seen the girl left for like almost $20,000.
What?
Now here's another thing with the dancers and the bartenders. A lot of clubs they do ask for a percentage, a lot of promoters ask for a percentage. We don't do that. I personally don't do that. Whatever's your money, that's your thing. If you decide to tip me, I'll take it. But I don't ask for no money at all. Cause that's your money, you work hard for it, right? So I done seen girls, they have one nigga just go crazy on them. But now here's another thing. When you have those dudes that go crazy on that one girl, another problem in the clubs is bartenders versus dancers. That's a huge problem.
Bro, but let me tell you, let's be real. I remember when bartenders or star tenders, when they were, it was sort of like they just served drinks. They were clothed. They didn't dance. They just, you know, served drinks. They may have came out with a sparkle or two, you know, hey, or, you know, happy birthday, but they not in the same outfits as the strippers.
Nah, that's crazy, man.
And I'm seeing people throw money at the bartenders as if they was the strippers.
Yeah.
Has the line sort of blurred between bartenders and strippers now?
Yeah. So now, me personally, I have a strict policy. Like, and when you come to the club, the dancers are the main entertainers, right? You come to the strip club to see strippers. You don't come to the strip club to see bartenders. I mean, you might come for your bartender, but if it's just a bartender club, the fuck is the dancers there for? So, me personally, if I see a bartender swiping the stage, go the fuck home. Don't come back to work. I'm strict like that. Me and my team strict like that. And the same thing with dancers. If you know that this is this girl's money, the nigga came, you ain't bring nobody out, you ain't promote no flyer, nothing, and you know that this nigga just do whatever on the bartender, the fuck you getting off the stage and trying to steal her money now? So it goes both ways.
Wow.
So I respect both sides. I understand both sides. I respect both sides, but both sides are also wrong.
Wow.
And now it's been so bad, a lot of the dancers are turning into bartenders and they don't know what the fuck they doing.
Oh.
I've seen girls, and it's not really just the dancers. I blame some promoters. So you got the new promoters that come in the game. They don't know nothing about these girls. They don't know, some of these girls don't even know about making a Long Island. I want a bartender. All right, cool, get dressed. This girl, she only been a dancer for 2 months. Why the fuck is she bartending? She fucking up people's drinks now. So now people don't want to come back to the club because you got this random ass girl that just started dancing 3 weeks ago, bartending now.
Well, why would I want to strip and be on stage and be getting naked when I could just come down there, make a rum and coke, and call it a day?
Understandable, but you gotta know what the fuck you're doing.
That's true.
And then the problem is you also have people that don't care. They let anybody bartend. And when I say anybody, and I know disrespect to certain females, but if you know you don't got the face to really be out there, like, shouldn't be bartending if you look like you just came from out the street. You feel me? Like, it's,
but there's a face you can have for stripping, but a face you
not even that. It's alright, put it like this, like, in the strip clubs, a lot of us, I wouldn't say we don't respect the after hours, but it's a lot of bullshit with the after hours. Now the after hours is seeping into the clubs now.
And what's the after hour?
After hours is after the strip club, after all the parties is over. When everything is done, till like 7, 8 in the morning,
right.
You go in there, the girls is dancing. The problem is, they letting anybody work.
They look crazy is what you're
crazy,
saying.
Crazy, bro. They look crazy, and then, so it's a term that we have, right? It's a term called roaching. And it's not only because of the look. The girls in the after hours, they don't really have no structure. So a nigga throw a couple dollars, you got 10 different girls scrambling. They all split the money up, nigga only threw like maybe $110.
And they look like roaches.
It's crazy. Now those girls are starting to go to the clubs because a lot of the after hours are dangerous. In more ways than one, you could get killed in the after hour. I've heard stories of girls getting raped in the after hours. It's like, that's the bottom of the barrel, the after hours. Me personally, I've never done an after hour. I don't do after hours, I don't respect it, I don't go nowhere near it. Like, I don't do no after hours. But those people are starting to come to this side.
Spill over.
And they fucking the shit up for everybody.
I know for a lot of people, stripping might be like a means to an end. Was there any other a success story that you've seen? Maybe a girl start off in the club, make her way out, stop stripping, she's doing something else, maybe start a little business.
I'll give you one right now. Cardi B. I remember when Cardi B was working at Sin City, Lust, Exotics, Angels, Cityscape. I remember Cardi B when she was that person. Now look at her. That's like, shit, all for dancing.
That's one in how many women? How many Cardi B's are you gonna find?
Right. I'll tell you one thing. And it's a thing where people used to say, like, would you want your daughter dancing? Me personally? The money I've seen them make, the money I've seen certain girls make, I won't have an issue. Just don't be in there long. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I know they're not gonna like that, but I done seen
bro.
I done seen girls leave well.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. You would have your daughter.
I wouldn't mind it. Just because of the knowledge that I know. Now, I'm going to tell her, like, listen, if this is what you got to do, you got to be safe. You got to stay away from certain things. Now, if you're going in there blind, and then let's say you end up going to a certain place, something happens to you, yeah, that's the problem. If you over there, you making your money, going the fuck home, that's it.
I guess you really have a different outlook on it than most people. Mm-hmm. Not to mention your girlfriend is a stripper. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, usually when it comes to people's children, they seem to be a little more.
When I say that, that's not the number one field, but if that's a field that she would choose, I wouldn't really get mad because I know what she's gonna make financially.
Right.
Now, if you're doing the other things, like I said, there's drugs in the clubs, there's prostitution, there's a lot of things.
Money ain't everything though, right?
It's not everything. But if you know how to use this hustle to get to the next level, everybody got to hustle, man.
And what was your relationship like with your parents?
Well, I don't know my father. I mean, I know him, but I've never really had a relationship with him. Like, I've seen him last time I seen my father, I was 2 months old. Last time I talked to him, 2015, so that shows you. He was a Rolling Stone. He went all over the country, had a bunch of kids. So, me and my mom have an amazing relationship. She knows what I do. She's a church woman. She used to look down on it. Then that money started coming in. Then bills started getting paid. Oh, for your birthday, I bought you this nice little Nissan. She just said, make sure you're safe. Because I was one of the people, and here's another thing, how dangerous the clubs could be. I was one of the people, I was a victim in the clubs. And this is before I became a promoter. I was a victim in the club. I was in the club. I was the right place at the worst possible time. And I'm lucky to be alive right now.
What happened?
Can't really talk about it, because if I talk about it, they're going to know exactly. But I'm the reason why a certain club got shut down.
Hmm.
Because something happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Had chain all out. I wasn't watching my surroundings. I became a victim.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That PTSD sort of, I guess, follows you now.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you talk to us about watching your back and dudes hating on you and, you know, this, that, and the third, I could only imagine how, you know.
I don't even drink in the club like that. Yeah. Like, even if I get drunk, I'm leaving with somebody. Mm-hmm. And all the clubs I work at is no more than 15 minute distance. So even though I drink, I know my limit where I can't watch my surroundings.
This is Trapping Anonymous. My name is Chris Stavs.
Let's get it.